Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burke with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I have a word for you in season. Amen. This is the weekend, and we need to know where we're going and what we're going to do about it. Praise the Lord. My thought for you is I got angels watching over me all day and all night. Praise God. I got angels watching over me all day, all night. I got me some angels watching over me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you. I want to bless your name today. I know it's at the closing of a week. Praise God. And the weekend is here. But I can rest assured that as you kept me through the week, you're going to keep me this weekend. I give you praise today, God. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be glorified today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your angels, Father God, that watches over us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father God. I just want to bless you. Told out you should bless you today. If it wasn't for you, God, I don't know where I would be. Hallelujah. But God, you gave me another chance. You gave me another chance. Hallelujah. I got angels watching over me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're watching over me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care what I go through in the span of a day, Father God. I want to thank you. You're there with me. You're there with me. Satan thought he had me. But God, you sent the angels. You sent your son, Jesus Christ, and his blood. I got angels watching over me. Praise God. I got Jesus' blood covering me. 24/7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 365 days of the year, I got those angels. Hallelujah. I got your blood. I got that anointing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Gabriel and Michael. Praise God. Hallelujah. And other sign angels. They're watching over us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I praise you. You're watching me. The angels are watching me. Thank you, Jesus. God is watching me. Thank you, Jesus. God is watching you. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He's watching us. Thank you, Jesus. God is watching us. Hallelujah. I say God is watching us. I tell you the Lord is watching us. Hallelujah. That fear that you had, I prophesy and declare that it's gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. Hallelujah. He just made a fool out of Satan today concerning your life. You will see another day Thank you, Jesus. So, God, we want to thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Because, I should have been there. Hallelujah. But you sent the angels. Hallelujah. And they encamped all around me and my family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of him, saints. Don't be afraid of the devil, saints. He can't do nothing to you. He'll call you bluff. But God got angels. They're watching over you. Hallelujah. I told you about the episode where I had married this old no good man, praise God, and his family. All of them were supposed to have killed me. But God sent angels to watch over me. And they were pulling him off of me. And as they were pulling him off of me, as he was trying to fight me, he told me, you better get your men's off of me. I said, I don't have no men's. My God, my God. And the angels were there just pulling his hand back. Every time he would hit me, I couldn't even feel the blow because the angels were there. Amen. Praise God. And this man was a bad man. He didn't respect God, didn't respect the police, didn't respect nobody. But I tell you what, God told me one day, he said, the enemy you see, you shall see no more. Amen. Praise God. I seen him on March the 8th. On April the 7th, he was dead. The police killed him. That's how you can take your life away from you, by your sins. My God. I hate that happened to him, but at the same time, he would have killed me, and I'm God's servant. So I got angels watching over me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, amen, praise God. In the 21st chapter of Psalms, hallelujah, as I give him glory today, hallelujah, I just wanted to give you this nugget today, amen, it's the weekend, praise God, and I feel good in my soul, God has touched, amen, and hallelujah, that is a releasing of his anointing, amen, praise God, in the earth realm for those that believe and want a part of him, amen, praise God, I'm telling you, there's nothing like him. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, good. I tell you, he is good. I feel good in my sanctified soul. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Amen. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Praise God. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Where you going, saints? You're not going nowhere as long as you stay with God. I don't care what Satan try to do. He might pull you in hell. He might take and do everything he can to your marriage, your children, or whatever. Amen. Praise God. But God won't let him move him. He won't let him move him out of his vicinity. He might touch, but he can't penetrate. Because God had a soul and a spirit man. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I got angels all around me, all day and all night. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He ain't sleeping. Amen. God is not sleeping concerning your situation. What Satan wants to make dead today, oh, my God, God has turned around and made it life for you. What the enemy meant for bad, God is turning around for your good. You might have been set up. Your best friend might have set you up, and you thought that was your best friend. But you need to look at your neighbors and say, I got angels all around me, day and night. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He's covering you safe. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even from evermore. I don't care where you go. You might not hear the voice of the Lord. And you might have gone in the wrong direction. God sent those angels, didn't he? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He sent those angels, didn't he? They were fighting your enemies. They were encamped all around you. Your enemy couldn't penetrate. They might have hit some blows, but they couldn't penetrate because of the angels. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You need to thank God today, 24/7. Thank you, Jesus. God has been there 365 days out of a year. The angels are watching. Michael and Gabriel is encamped all around you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us hear a little bit more about what the word is saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 32:34. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore now, go. Lead the people unto the place which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I will visit their sins upon them. My God, he said, now go on. He said, because what I'm getting ready to do is visit your enemy. And I sent an angel before you. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul is on fire. Hallelujah. Got a burning down on the inside. Hallelujah. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And 33 of Exodus is saying, hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites. Where are your Canaanites today, saints? The Amorites. Where are your Amorites today, saints? The Hittites and the Perizzites. The Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. For I will not go up in the midst of thee. Amen. Because he said I wouldn't go up, but I sent the angels because you were stiff-necked. He even worked with those that are sick-necked. He's sending the angels. Amen. Your Canaanites might have been your cousin down the street that didn't want you to prosper. Your cousin that didn't want you to have any kind of blessings in your life. Amen. Your cousins that tried to kill out your sons, you putting them and your daughters on drugs, and their children are, amen, doing things that they shouldn't do to your children. Your mama's, aunties and uncles that mistreated you, and your mother would always do right by them. They could have been the Amorites, amen, those that, amen, were drug dealers, those that, Hittites that was, amen, into all kind of idolatry, amen, and having all kind of satanic worship and using witchcraft against you. Oh, my God, praise God, amen, praise God, the Perizzites, amen, praise God, those that were jealous of you, amen, praise God, and didn't do you right on your job, and the Hivites, amen, those that, amen, just didn't want to, amen, see you prosper in any kind of way, the Jebusites that stayed in your way, always trying to intermingle and intermeddle in your marriage. Look at, amen, your neighbor, and tell your neighbor, you got angels watching all around you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's just not a one-night episode. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's just not a one-night thing, because God stands for sure that if you abide in him and his word abide in you, amen, you can ask anything and he'll do it. He's got angels encamped all around you. The angel of the Lord God stood before Abraham. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And talked to him. The Lord God Almighty came down and talked to Abraham when he had to go get Lot, amen, and defend Lot. The Lord God Almighty had an angel to come and tell Sarah that she would produce a child in such a time, amen, appointed. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The angel of the Lord, amen, proclaimed the word, amen, through the seven churches in Revelation, amen, chapter 3 and 14. The angel of the Lord is encamped around you today. What are you worried about? What are you waiting on? Stand up for Jesus as he stand up for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to fear no more. You don't have to worry about anything because the angel of the Lord is standing before you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's watching, amen, over you. God is watching over you. He has been watching over you. He's watching over me. He will not slumber, nor will he sleep. The angels, hallelujah, are spiritual beings. They are watchmen over God's people. Though, amen, thank you, Jesus. We might go through many trials and tribulations throughout the day. I want to encourage you to go on and go to bed and have a good night and sleep and rest in the Lord, because the Lord, amen, has appointed, amen, your greatness. And it's coming in the morning time. The angel of the Lord is watching over you. You don't have to worry about it. God don't sleep, nor do he slumber. He's watching over you to perform his good will. He's watching over you, amen, to keep your children. He's watching over you to perform his word. The angel of the Lord is watching over you. Hear me now, saints. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because God got angels watching over you. I don't care what the enemy might say. Amen. All day and all night, God got me some angels watching over us. Thank you, Jesus. All day and all night, got me some watching. Amen, angels. They're there watching. They're watching. They're watching over my soul. They're watching over my spirit. Amen. God is watching over me. He's watching over you. He's watching over you that you don't make a bad decision. He's watching over you at that court case. Come on now. He's watching over you in prison. Thank you, Jesus. He's watching over you in your home. Went to bed. Didn't know that you would have to wake with an alarm going off, the whole house on fire. God sent the angels to wake you up. Hallelujah. Made a way of escape for you, so that you wouldn't get burnt up. Hey, he's watching over you as you go up and down the dangerous highway. An accident is on the way, but he's sending the angels. Oh, my God. To stop the accident. Watching over your children so that they won't take another smoke off of that crack pipe. He took the taste out of their mouth. Hey! He's watching over your husband so they won't commit adultery anymore. He's watching over that wife so that she won't go on and think grass is greener on the other side. Hey, he's watching. Hey, sending those angels. So now I can't let him commit adultery anymore. Can't let her go out there anymore. I got a call on that line. The Lord is my shepherd. Hey, the Lord is my shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Angels watching all over me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Got me some angels that I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Go on and go to sleep tonight. Amen. He got some angels watching over you. Thank you, Jesus. He leadeth me beside the still waters, although it might be trouble all around me. Hallelujah. He's watching over me. He restored my soul. Amen. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. When the enemy came in like a flood, God set up a standard and told Satan, now I'm watching over her. I'm watching over him. I got the angels watching over them. Amen. Praise God. I won't sleep and I won't slumber because I'm their protector. I'm their God. Thank you, Jesus. And then he restores my soul, bringing my soul back to its original state. Amen. Praise God. What won't lust after, amen, things of demonic entities. Haleoshana. He's tearing down the works of Satan, Akatara Bashana, and keeping the angels there so that they can watch that we finish our course on the earth realm. Amen. You see, we have to finish this course. So he's sending the angels that are assigned to you so that you would finish your course. Kitododo Boshana. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thanks to everybody that's going through, amen, in this life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We'll go through the valley of shadow of death, and that's the dark area where Satan is. That's the dark area where Satan resides. And he's in the second heaven, and you got to get past him to get to God. But God, amen, made it a way, amen, where as, amen, while we in our struggles, while we in our valley of shadow of death, amen, that he can send the angels, and that send the angels to watch over us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then, amen, thank you, Jesus. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So as we go on through the valley of shadow of death, God is leading us in the path of righteousness, taking off some stuff off of, taking off the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, the sinful nature, and transforming us to be like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They say, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Ain't no fear there, saints. I done been, amen, at the beginning of it, amen, and I was in the middle of it, praise God, and I'm all the way at the end. And I met my Jesus, had a conversation with him this morning. Hallelujah. Told me, hallelujah, just praise me. The angels are watching over you. Just praise me. I got your back. Just praise me. I'm there 24/7. Don't worry about what's all around you. After a while, the devils are going to get so afraid of you, they're not going to fight to try to get you to be on their side. They're not going to try to force you to be a witch or a warlock, adulteress or homosexual. They're going to get tired of the light that illuminates from Jesus Christ as you walk through this valley of the shadow of death. Thank you, Jesus. The angels encamped all around us. Hallelujah. Your soul is enlightening. Amen. By the will of God. You're marveling at the power of God. You're getting, amen, praise your strength and your enemy. Energy, praise God, to go a little bit further. Your energy, not your enemy, to go a little bit further. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. then and say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff and comfort. Amen. Comfort me. Thank you, Jesus. They comfort me. Amen. The word is the rod and the staff that comfort David when he killed that bear, when he killed that lion and stood before Goliath and said, you uncircumcised Philistine, I come in the name of the Lord. He said, the Lord is watching over him. Hallelujah. The Lord is watching over him. Then he said, I prepare to take me in the presence of my enemies. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. I'm anointed. You can't touch the anointed, devil. Hallelujah. You can't touch what belongs to God, devil. You might fight it. Amen. You might come against it. Amen. You might oppress it. You might afflict it, but you can't destroy it. Because God ain't sleeping. Amen. Hashanah. And he ain't anamoshalim. Hallelujah. He's watching over me. Thank you, Jesus. I testify. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's watching me. He's watching me. You got angels watching all over me. They're watching all day and all night. You need to tell your enemy, what you doing ain't nothing. I'm going to stay with Jesus because I got me some angels. Amen. A sign by God that's watching me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's watching me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's watching me. The angels are assigned to watch us. Amen. Praise God over us. Then we have Balaam. That Beor had tried to, the Moabite had tried to get to curse Israel. And as Balaam, amen, had finally made it up his mind to not consult God anymore, amen, and he went on in the donkey and the ass that he was riding on, amen, he began to go forward. And all of a sudden the ass stopped in his steps. I'm telling you, your enemy, the ass is going to stop in his steps because there's an angel, and that angel stood before that donkey, that ass, and he began, amen, to tell the ass what you better not do. And Balaam got mad at the ass and began to smite the ass. And finally, God, amen, had the donkey to talk, and the donkey told him, I've been serving you all these days. Why would I rebel against you? But there is one greater than you that's standing, amen, in front of me. And it's the angel of the Lord. And he done told me, I better not move and touch Israel. I better not go forth, amen, and come to the Messiah. You see, I'm telling you, you got angels, amen, encamped around you. You tell that ass, that donkey, that Balaam, that God is watching over you. And he won't sleep and he won't slumber. He's watching over me all day and all night. He's watching over me all day and all night. He won't sleep and he won't slumber. I got angels watching over me. I don't know. You tell Satan that ass that you are seated soul, and that no weapon formed against me, you shall prosper. You tell Satan that ass, that God got an angel watching over you. He's watching over you, and he won't sleep nor will he slumber until he has did that perfect work in your life. Go on and go to bed tonight. Don't worry about nothing. You tell that devil, God won't sleep nor will he slumber. Over me. Hallelujah. I got angels watching over me all day and all night. I got God's ministering angels watching over me, and I will finish my purpose down here on earth because Satan can't stop me. You tell that ass, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Angels all around you watching you. You're going to make it, saints. Have a wonderful weekend.